Steve, you've been in many derbies, you've played in many derbies. What do you look for from players? What does it take from a player to be successful in a derby?
Well, the first thing you must do is clear your head to start with. Because if you get too hyped up for it, especially nowadays, look, tackles used to fly in. Back in my day, around your neck was a given, wasn't it? Nowadays, it's totally different. So the one thing you have to be is you have to be disciplined enough to make sure, yes, you're trying your best and you're fully focused on the job you've got, but also being able to handle the occasion and play, you know, and do the things that you're good at. And that's what you hope in a derby game. And of course, you need a little bounce of the ball. You need that little bit of luck to go your way. And that's what it needs for me to be playing a big derby. You have to remember how to play the game.
You just reminded me of the first derby against Villa when you were at Birmingham. I remember you saying to me that you're continually telling your players to play the game and not the occasion.
Correct. And it's a big cliche. And of course, you want to show all the passion that the supporters want and expect from you. But then you've got to have the other side, is that other side of courage, is to the one who's can get on the ball, the one who can do something with it. Can the derby game be remembered for a flash of genius, a bit of skill, a bit of magic from someone? Not because somebody's down to 10 men, or not because you've made a mistake.
It means so much to the fans, though. The atmosphere will be electric. How difficult as a player is it not to get caught up in that?
It's difficult? Very, very difficult to get caught up, especially if you haven't experienced it. And I don't think many have, and both teams experienced it. Mm-hmm. You know, it hasn't taken place for 5 years. So they'll soon know. They'll soon know when the ball kicks off of exactly what's at stake, because you're right, it'll be a wonderful atmosphere. And we'll have to cope with that, being the away team. Cope with the wonderful atmosphere and go and relish it and enjoy it and challenge it. And it's, when you look back on it, they're the great games, either to be a manager or a coach or a player even. They're great games to be involved in.
So you look forward to it?
Absolutely. That's what we're in it for. You know, I knew when I was taking the job that the derby was round the corner 2-3 weeks ago. And fantastic occasions. And let's hope it's remembered for the right things and for all the supporters on both sides. You know, we've just seen horrible, ugly scenes last night. Let's remember that the Second City's on show and be proud of your teams. And, of course, the rivalry will always be there. But let's make sure that, you know, you shout loud, but behave yourselves.
You had a decent run since you took over here. Mm. The confidence must be growing. Are you close to knowing your best 11?
I have to be honest, Tom, no, because there's 4 or 5 I still haven't seen. Baker, for example, has come into the team and played very, very well. Gardner's come into the team, played very well. So has Bakuna. So those three in particular are ones where I didn't think from the offset I'd be using, but they've forced their way into the team and they're now in charge of the jersey. It's up to them, just like the other 7 or 8, to keep their place.
Are you ready for the banter that you're going to be on the end of? Because you will be. I mean, no point in hiding it.
Of course, as long as it's a great word, banter. And there's nobody likes a bit more banter than I do. And of course, I'm ready for it. I hope it's something a little bit. They come up with something different. I hope they go to bed tonight thinking, well, we're going to think of something different because we've heard all the other ones for many years.
You're almost challenging them, Steve.
Yeah, come on, challenge them. Come on, come up with something unique. And we'll see how we get on. Because, you know, I've had stick for 20 years now, wherever ground I go. Where it's the
as a player as well, you did, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Even more so then. But, you know, I think deep down they'll have a bit of respect somewhere down there. In their souls, they'll have a bit of respect somewhere, I would think. I hope.
But the preparation, is that any different? I mean, managers in the past have said it's just another game.
Yeah, I have to say the preparation for this one has been different. We've been able to have the week to prepare. Mm-hmm. The games before last week, we didn't have much of a chance to really prepare. So we've been very, very thorough in what we've done. In that respect, we couldn't have done any more. But listen, you can prepare as long as you want. It is who stands up when the whistle goes, or who stands up and handles the big game. And can somebody of our team here produce that bit of magic and win a derby?
He's done well at Blues, though, Gary Rowett.
Yeah, I've got nothing but respect for him. He's done a wonderful job, a wonderful job. 2 years managing in the Championship is something to behold somewhere, because there's not many can do that these days. So I have him in high regard. He's a good man and a good football person. And after Sunday, of course, I wish him the best of luck.
Both of you are a bit old school, aren't you?
I'd like to think so. There's nothing really wrong with old school. You know, I think we are... What you see is what you get. Mm. I don't think we try and fluff it up anyway. And we both come from that little bit of old school, which is nothing wrong with it.
Any injuries to worry about?
No.